I like it, whatever it was. Now, here is our Charlene, the one that everybody adores. She's just a package of love.
Thanks, Salvador. Salvador's the father of my daughter, Julia, and he's the grandfather of my grandson, Zane. And I'm just so lucky to have him in my life. The love always flows no matter what goes on. The love always stays. Thanks again for coming again, Salvador. Well, tonight's going to be a little bit different. First, I'm going to start out by reading a little story to you. So we're going to pretend like we're little ones, and I'm going to read a story to you. Okay. So I'll pretend like I'm a teacher in school, how they used to read to us in elementary school. So the book is called The Old Turtle. Okay, so. So once long, long ago, yet somehow not so very long, when all the animals and the rocks and the winds and the waters and the trees and the birds and the fish and all the beings in the world could speak and understand one another, there began an argument. It began softly at first, quiet as the first breeze that whispered, "He is the wind who is ever still." Quiet as the stone that answered, "He is a great rock that never moves." Gentle as the mountain that rumbled, "God is a snowy peak high above the clouds." And the fish in the ocean that answered, "God is a swimmer in the dark blue depths of the sea." "No," said the star, "God is a twinkling and a shining and far, far away." "No," replied the ant, "God is a sound and a small and a feeling who is very, very close." "God," insisted the antelope, "is a runner swift and free who loves to leap and race with the wind." "She is a great tree," murmured the willow, "and part of the world, always growing and always giving." "You're wrong," argued the island. "God is separate and apart." "God is like the shining sun, far above all things," added the blue sky. "No, he is a river who flows the very heart of things," thundered the waterfall. "She is a hunter," roared the lion. "God is gentle," chirped the robin. "He is powerful," growled the bear. And the argument grew louder and louder and louder. "Stop!" a new voice spoke. It rumbled loudly like thunder, and it whispered softly like butterfly sneezes. The voice seemed to come from, the old turtle. The old turtle hardly ever said anything and certainly never argued about God. But now old turtle began to speak. "God is indeed deep," she said to the fish in the sea, "and much higher than high," she told the mountains. "He is swift and free as the wind and still and solid as a great rock," she said to the breezes and stones. "She is the life of the world," turtle said to the willow, "always close by yet beyond the farthest twinkling light," she told the ant and the star. "God is gentle and powerful above all things and within all things. God is all that we dream of and all that we seek," said the old turtle. "All that we come from and all we can find, God is." The old turtle had never said so much before. All beings of the world were surprised and they became very quiet. But old turtle had one more thing to say. "There will soon be a new family of beings in the world," she said, "and they will be strange and wonderful. They will be reminders of all that God is. They will come in many colors and shapes and different faces and different ways of speaking. Their thoughts will roar to the stars, but their feet will walk on the earth. They will possess many powers. They will be strong yet tender, a message of love from God to the earth and a prayer from the earth back to God." And the people came. And there's all these people in the picture. I don't know if you can see it, but they're like all dressed in all sorts of different clothing. But the people forgot. They forgot that they were a message of love and a prayer from the earth. And they began to argue about who knew God and who did not, and where God was and where God was not, whether God was or was not. And awful people misused their powers to hurt one another or killed one another, and they hurt the earth. And finally, even the forests began to die. And the rivers and the oceans and the plants and the animals and the earth itself, because the people could not remember who they were or where God was. Until one day a voice came, like the growling thunder, but as soft as butterfly sneezes. Please stop. The voice seemed to come from the mountain who rumbled. Sometimes I see God swimming in the dark blue depths of the sea, and from the ocean who sighed. He is often among the snow-capped peaks reflecting the sun. From the stone who said, I sometimes feel her breath as she blows by. And from the breeze who whispered, I feel his still presence as I dance among the rocks. And the star declared, God is very close. And the island added, his love touches everything. And after a long, lonesome, scary time, the people listened and began to hear and to see God in one another. And in the beauty of all earth. And the old turtle smiled. And so did God. Okay, so I just kind of wanted to talk a little bit tonight about the division in religious faiths and how we get so caught up in seeing what our differences are that we don't see how similar they all are, how they all teach the same teachings, basically. I kind of wanted to quote a few of the major scriptures that we have in the world, and there's far many more than what I have here, but from the first faith, Christianity, in Acts 10:34-35, it said that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is accepted to him. And then in John 3:7, everyone who does what is right is righteous. And then in Galatians 5:6, the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. And then the next religion I'd like to quote is in Islam. Allah is our Lord and your Lord. We have our own works and you have yours. Let there be no argument between us. Allah will bring us all together, for unto our Lord is the journeying. Would you dispute with us about Allah, who is Lord and your Lord? We will both be judged by our works. And in Buddhism, it is said one should never engage in a frivolous debate over various doctrines or dispute or wrangle over them. With regards to all beings, one should think of them with great compassion. And in Hinduism, in the Bhagavad Gita, which is the path that I follow, it is said, Krishna tells Arjuna, in whatever way people approach me, in that way do I assist them. But whatever the path taken by people, that path is mine. And that's just a little sampling of the similarities in the different scriptures, just intolerance for other faiths and other people's walks of life. Because, you know, wherever we are, God will meet us. Even if we're atheists, God will meet us right there in that place. Or even if we're worshiping rocks, God's right there with us. You know, we sometimes, when I say we, I actually mean I, because it's all an inside job, but just bear with me as I try and get the point across that, you know, sometimes we get caught up in saying, you know, they are doing this and we're doing this, and instead of focusing on the us part of that whole thing. We get caught up in separation and division. It's them and us, and actually it's all we, you know. I want to just quote Prince because I love Prince, and I'm waiting for a message from Prince, by the way, Millie. I'm waiting for my message from Prince. Prince said, you know, it's a hurtful world in and of itself. We don't need to add to it. And we are in a place now where we all need one another. And it's only going to get rougher. And it's very true, you know, as we look at all the division in the world and all the finger pointing and all the hate and the anger, you know, the only thing that's going to pull us out of this is love. You know, it's the only way in and the only way out of this hole we've dug ourselves into in humanity. You know, I get so discouraged sometimes when I watch the news and see all the kooky things going on. It's just really disheartening, and it leaves me with a sense of powerlessness over any kind of change occurring. But, you know, I just got to keep reminding myself that it is an inside job. And the only effect I can make is to take a look at myself, bring peace into my own heart, in my own life. And that's about the only thing I can do that I can think of, you know, because everything else just seems so overwhelming. Oh, boy. Sorry, it's a heavy one for me. You know, a lot of times we start making judgments about whole groups of people. Like, we make judgments about millions of people just based on a few people that associate themselves with that group. And, you know, as long as we're coming from a place of fear and not love, it's only going to perpetuate the violence and the hate. You know, love is the key. It's the only key we've got. I'd like to quote a man named Shams Tabrizi. And Shams, his name is actually Shams al-Din Muhammad. And he is the spiritual teacher of a man named Mawlana Jalad ad Muhammad Balakhti, also known as Rumi. You know, one of the greatest poets of love and love of God came out of the Muslim faith. And, you know, not that many people know that he practices Islam, or he did when he was alive. And, you know, just to quote Shams Tabrizi, he said, "A life without love is a waste. Should I look for spiritual love, material love, or physical love? Don't ask yourself this question. Discrimination leads to discrimination. Love doesn't need a name, a category, or a definition. Love is a word itself. Either you're in the center, either you're out and yearning." And that comes from the spiritual master of Rumi. I'd like to take a moment, if I could call a few people up to stand with me. Jordan, can you come up here, Bubby? That's my grandson, Jordan. And Abdul, can you come up? And Lana? Or Vince, can you come up? Mom, can you come up? Julia? Who am I missing? I'm missing somebody. Oh, I guess I'll figure it out when the time comes. Okay, I just want you to take a moment and listen to a song. And I want you to look at these individuals here. If you could just look at them.
All I need could change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the color board, I'll fade your winter cold. The spring is blowing my mind. I see the rain.
humanity and these people who have the courage to stand up here.
Tonight, he is Mormon. Jim Varnador is on his way. He practices Krishna consciousness. And as Gandhi said, I am Muslim, Christian, a Buddhist, and a Jew. And those of you know Julia, Julia stood in for her husband, who is, he's from Syria, and he also practices Islam, the Muslim faith. And thank you very much. Thank you.